Welcome to the Anime Syndicate Podcast, the number one show across America.
No, it's the number one show across the world.
And did you forget? Did you forget about the Keanu Reeves Happy Fun Time show?
Yeah, I did. Okay, it's the number one show in Belgium.
That's CUP.
Oh, that's right. It's the number one show in England.
We don't care about their opinion.
That's true. We stopped caring about their opinion.
1776.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm your host, Frank. And I'm joined here by Ruben.
Hey, you.
And that's all the important people.
I fucking knew that was coming.
Fine. And I'm also joined here with Douchebag Josh.
In honor of a preview of the, 15th anniversary of the first, almost 20th anniversary of the first BFN show we ever did. And I fucking said that I was the most talented bastard the world has ever seen. I'm going to do that. But yes, that's me. I'm Josh.
All right. So for this episode, we're going to finish off our review of The Apothecary Diary. Well, Josh's review of The Apothecary Diary.
Well, hold on.
Me explaining to him why he's wrong.
Okay. That's accurate. Well, what did Ruben think of it? We don't know.
We don't know yet. We're going to find out.
Ruben might agree with me.
If he doesn't want to be disowned.
Don't listen to him. I want your honest opinion when we get to it. All right. We're not there yet. Don't. Who cares? You're always welcome here, Ruben.
I can convince your mom to disown you as well.
I can also convince her.
You can't convince her of shit.
No, I can convince her of things.
She doesn't even like you.
That's not true.
As far as you know.
Does she not like me? He has to think about it. Wow. You know what, Ruben?
The room goes quiet.
Ruben, you are no longer welcome here, you son of a bitch.
But before that, the Schmuck Squad came out with a new episode of the JJK Abridged. And I'm going to force Josh to watch it because I want him to point out what is exactly wrong so I can point out his stupidity.
Oh, my God. Okay. But before we do that.
Oh, yeah. Shameless pubs.
If you want to hear our other podcast, you go to GameRageMagazine.com.
Really? You're just going to let that one slide?
It's true. What? I have no response to that. What?
To what I said?
You said shameless plugs. What'd you say?
I said shameless pugs.
Shameless pugs?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't hear the lack of L. I mean, we are also shameless pugs. That's a fact. Anyways, GameRageMagazine.com.
New shirt.
Yeah, new shirt. Shameless pugs. Anime Syndicate. You can go to GameRageMagazine.com. You can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at GameRageMagazine. Twitter/X at GameRageMag. YouTube, GameRageMagazine. Everything is there. And if you're listening to this podcast, for the love of fuck, you might as well just go and subscribe on Instagram at anime_syndicate_podcast. And then that's that. All right, go ahead. So what are we doing again?
We're going to watch this episode. It's about 12 minutes long.
Okay, that's not bad.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to watch this. We're going to pause it. You won't have any idea. But if you want to actually, if you haven't seen it yet, or if you... I mean, because this just came out like a couple days
ago. 9 hours ago.
Oh, it literally came out 9 hours ago as we're recording this. And this will be out the second we're done recording it. So go and watch it if you haven't. And then just pause the podcast right here because that's all we're going to do is just pause the audio. And then we're going to come right back. For those of you that have already seen it, you don't even need to bother pausing it because it's just going to be instant.
No, go and watch it. Give them another view.
No, don't give them another view. All right, you know what? That's fair. Listen, again, they don't make their art for people who don't get it. They make it for the people that do. All right, I get it. I totally am and am okay with that. It's just not for me at this point. We'll see, though. All right. Anyways, so we're going to Jujutsu Kaisen Abridged, Episode 1 from the 10. Schmucks Mod. Oh, shit, Episode 10. I didn't see the zero. God damn it.
Taekwondo Tech.
Jujutsu Kaisen. Fucking Kakashi the Anime, Part 1. Jujutsu Kaisen Abridged, Episode 10 by the Schmuck Squad. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
I fucking loved it. You?
it was beautiful.
What is it really looking at me for?
Because everybody doesn't care what we think.
I can't believe you just made me fucking sit through that.
Really?
My opinion is unchanged. It's exactly what I fucking said it was in the last time. It's a couple of good little jokes mixed in there with garbage. It's all garbage. You know what this has done? This has made me not like a Bridge series. This whole thing has discouraged me from ever even wanting to make an Abridged series.
Now I know you're full of shit.
No, I think abridging is stupid now. Because of this. I don't... And look again. Listen, this is my opinion. I just don't like it. It's not for me. Again, some of those jokes, a couple of them were pretty funny. They were good. There was like 3, maybe 4 out of the 12 minutes that were like, okay, that was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But overall... It's not that good. It's just not that good. I'm not saying that it's not a lot of hard work. I'm not saying it's fucking like it's half-assed. I just don't like it.
Why do you hate fun?
I don't hate fun. I just hate this. I don't like it.
So you hate fun.
Okay, again, I don't like Jujutsu Kaisen already. I hate it. I think it's stupid. Mm-hmm. Two, I don't want to watch Jujutsu Kaisen... funny mode. It's also dumb. Again, there were a couple good jokes in there. I say that. I give it its flowers when the flowers are due. I give them their flowers for putting in the work because I know it's hard fucking work. It's a lot of time. Like you said, it takes, what, 3 months to fucking put these together? Mm-hmm. It's a lot of hard, monotonous fucking work to edit these Abridged series and to put them together. I give full props to the Schmuck Squad. And I'm not going to make the joke that I was going to say.
Took him 2 months.
What the fuck is that?
The episode preview.
Oh.
2 months it took him to make from JJK 9 to 10.
Either way, 2 months is, that's a lot of fucking time. It's a lot of work it takes to put into this. I'm not going to say the fucking joke that I was going to say before because I respect the fact that they do the work. I just don't like the work. And that's my opinion. I'm certainly entitled to it. I'm sure there's, 15,000 fucking people who watched it and probably disagree with me. And that's fine. That's okay to disagree. But I don't like it. I think it's bad. Is what it is.
Yeah, because you hate fun.
No, I don't hate fun. I love fun. Fun is like my middle name. I just hate the Jujutsu Kaisen Abridged show.
I have a theory about why you're like this, but I'll say that for later.
Why? Let's hear it.
No.
Why?
We'll save it for later.
For what?
For later.
When?
Later.
When will later be then and be now?
Josh.
When will then be now?
Josh.
Soon.
Top men.
Top men. Oh, you're going to have me fucking put it. You son of a bitch. Anyways.
So yeah, Josh hates fun.
Sure, I guess I hate fun now.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I just fucking hate fun. I guess I'm just a miserable old prick.
Pretty much, yeah.
And speaking of hating fun, you know what else I hate? The Apothecary Diaries.
Really?
Dude, I fucking hate it.
The second half of it was all the political shit.
I know, and I cared even fucking less. It was... Again, there were a couple little things that were kind of like, okay, maybe that's interesting. But at the end of the day, it was still just a medical drama with a little bit of low stakes politics involved.
The second half didn't even have that much medical drama.
No, there was plenty of medical drama in the second half.
It was more about the political fucking ramifications.
Either way, but see, this is the problem.
There was like 8 episodes where there wasn't even medical drama. It was them trying to figure out arson.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to get the fucking med as the pharmacist to figure out. That was another thing that really fucking threw me off. Oh, the pharmacist is an arson investigator now. Oh, yes, I know that it was this because of this and because of that. Man, get this. Shut the fuck up, all right? Just shut the fuck up. I don't even care.
It makes more sense for an 8-year-old fucking boy to become the fucking ruler of the galaxy with the power of a fucking drill.
Yeah. That makes more fucking sense than a pharmacist figuring out arson.
That makes more sense than somebody who's fucking educated to know things.
Educated to know things about drugs? Just because you're educated doesn't mean you know. If you're a doctor, that doesn't mean you fucking know how to do engineering. If you're a fucking engineer, that doesn't mean you should be doing pharmacy fucking shit. Putting together fucking medicines, right? You can be educated in something and not...
you do realize there's medical engineers, right? You do realize that there's biomechanical engineers.
Yes, you should have the specific degree for that thing.
But I'm just saying.
Just because you're educated doesn't mean you can do anything.
Two subjects to you don't make sense doesn't mean that somebody can't learn both of them.
I'm not saying that you can't learn both of them. Uh-huh. But what I'm saying is a pharmacist is not going to be an engineer. She didn't go to engineering school. She didn't go to arson fucking investigation school.
She was educated by somebody who was the term? When you're the cream of the crop for the hierarchy.
You're like an aristocrat?
Yes.
Okay.
So he had all the education that, and especially since this is considered, this is a parody of ancient China, which meant they knew a fucking lot. They had to learn everything, especially if you're going to serve in the emperor's court.
Nah, I don't buy it.
How are you not going to buy it? That's actually a legit thing in fucking ancient China.
It's not legit. There were no pharmacists solving crimes. All right.
Sherlock Holmes had medical...
He's not a pharmacist.
But he had medical training.
Okay, but he's not a pharmacist.
But my point stands.
A pharmacist and a whore. Let's fucking throw that in there, too.
She wasn't a whore.
Yeah, she was a courtesan. At the fucking bunny ranch or whatever the fuck that was that she goes.
Mama was not a courtesan. No.
Yeah, they made her fucking be a courtesan, too.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they fucking did. They said it in the one episode that, she's got to also be a hooker now.
No,
and I was like, that's fucked up.
No, she was a servant.
No, she wasn't one of the fucking hookers. No, she was a hooker. I'm telling you right now. She was definitely a hooker.
Now you're just trying to make shit up.
No, I'm not. I definitely remember that. That she was definitely, it was specifically said that she is now going to have to be a hooker because of what, I don't remember what the fucking reason was, but there was.
No. They made her one so she can be bought out by that dude. So she can go work for him back at the Forbidden Palace.
Either way, she was still a hooker for a period of time.
She never was.
Either way, she's a hooker. So you're going to tell me that the bunny ranch is going to be solving fucking arson.
So person who says you can fix stupid now suddenly believes that you cannot be overeducated. You cannot be educated in more than one topic.
I never said that.
You're implying it.
No, not.
You're putting limits on people based on their fucking class.
No, I'm putting limits based upon what I know about the storyline. There has been no indication.
She was educated by somebody who was overeducated so he can work for the fucking emperor. Of course she's going to have cross-training.
I don't think she had cross-training in arson.
Obviously. Obviously she did because she was able to figure that shit out.
Anyways, where's the anime? Anime. God, there's a shit ton of this. Where was the thing at the end? So, I mean, okay. Obviously, there seems like there's going to be another season of this, right? Because they left on it wasn't really like a cliffhanger, but he comes in with like a new fucking case for her or whatever. I'm just saying, I just don't like this one. I don't like this anime. It didn't get me. It didn't fucking catch me. It didn't fucking pull me in. Now, listen, even though Monster Girl Doctor was fucking AIDS, it still fucking pulled me in with like, oh man, I wonder what he's going to do next. How he's going to make these chicks nut in some weird way. That at least had me intrigued a little bit. But I'm not saying that show was better than this, but
you're implying that very heavily.
I'm not saying that, but it had that over this. I did not want to continue watching, but I told you anytime you from now on 100%, anytime you give me something to watch, I'm watching it till the end. And that's the bottom line because Stone Cold said so. But
great. Now we're going to be copyright claimed by WWE.
We already have been copyright claimed by WWE a bunch of times.
Have we?
No. You know what's funny? This is a little inside baseball, but it's funny. On the wrestling ones that we do.
I fucking hate that term so fucking
what?
Much.
What? Inside baseball?
No, that's cool for what it is, but the way you use it pisses, I don't know why, but it just pisses me off.
Oh, good. Anyways, so since this is a little inside baseball here, don't throw your chunkla at me, you son of a bitch. When we go on YouTube and we put the wrestling things, we put a clip of whatever we're talking about, right? They so market.
What do you think of apothecary diaries?
They market as copyright, but then they block it in certain countries. And you know what? The five countries that they block it in: Sri Lanka, India, Pakistan, Brazil, and I forget what the fifth one is. I think it's Iran. Mm-hmm. Who the fuck cares? Why do you even need to tell me this? The WWE only wants it blocked in those five countries? That's fucking weird. I wonder why. Doesn't make any sense. So it doesn't actually do anything. It's not a copyright strike, it says. It's just saying it's blocked in these five countries, which is very strange to me. But anyways, I digress. So, Ruben, what did you think about the Apothecary Diaries?
I enjoyed it, especially with the get back moments where Matt would just freaking just brutally just verbally beat the shit out of every chick she just saw.
Oh yeah, when she was putting on that lead makeup on her.
Oh yeah, the lead makeup. Yeah, man, the ancient Chinese thing, lead in everything, no, lead that, paint, that lead fucking everything, man.
That wasn't Chinese. That was also that came from Europe, and spread to China like AIDS.
Yeah.
I had something going on, but then you fucking changed subjects on me.
About what? The bridging?
Yeah. No, oh. About the education thing.
Oh, okay. We were talking about being educated and how you can have multiple different disciplinaries of education.
Yes, because especially in ancient times, things had to fucking cross.
Yeah.
Like at barbers. They were also dentists.
That's true.
I'm just saying.
But to be fair, you don't need an education to be a fucking barber back then. You do not need an education to cut hair with scissors.
Which is proving my point even better, because she did have an education.
And currently, you really, I don't think, need a fucking education to cut hair with scissors.
Yeah, you do.
But they require a license.
Which, you to get the because license, you have to be a
cosmetologist. We are over-regulated. But that's a whole nother fucking topic. But anyways.
You're not going to sit there and tell me that fucking salons are over-regulated.
They are.
You're so full of shit.
What do you mean? You shouldn't have to have a license to cut someone's fucking hair.
You should have a license to be a business owner.
Yeah, okay. For to own a business, sure. Maybe I could agree with that.
So
every business has a license.
So then...
but that's all you need.
I was going to say something, but you're going to agree with it because you're going to be a dick.
No, I'm not. Go ahead.
I was saying, just get your hair cut at some random dude's house.
I mean, for the prices I've been paying, if I could find a random dude.
No, you were just dumb enough not to question it.
Either way.
I wouldn't have paid $30 for a fucking touch-up.
Well.
Sorry, no, you paid $50 because you give
$20 tips. $20 tip because I'm a nice guy.
No, because you still haven't figured out how tipping culture works.
Nah, and I probably never will, but $20 seemed like a right amount.
I was saying, like,
I just always leave a $20 tip everywhere.
That's the real reason why I go to Japan, because there is no tipping culture.
Oh, thank God. I can't wait till we go to Japan.
It's actually an insult if you try to tip them.
Yeah, good. Oh, so happy.
No, I'm just saying that it is not out of the leaps of reality or a big, huge jump in logic to think that somebody can have intimate knowledge in multiple subjects.
Sure, that's true.
So your whole thing about her.
But like, in ancient China, from a chick who's in a backwater fucking village.
It doesn't matter that. It matters the person who taught her.
Yeah, who's 100 years old, who probably is like, oh, so, I need to impart all my medicine knowledge.
Is the old fuck really just saying that being an old fuck disqualifies you from being a teacher?
I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying he's probably forgotten more than she will ever learn, right?
Okay, and your point?
And so the fact is he's got, oh, I need you to do this pharmacist thing. I need you to be medicine making. Mm-hmm. So I got to make sure you're good on that. Okay. I don't have time to be. Oh, there was one time when investigation happened.
Do you remember when the courtesan poisoned that dude?
Yeah.
And her dad were doing the thing.
Yeah.
And he kept telling, so what did you think about, like, trying to get her to fucking do her critical thinking to figure out what really happened in that situation?
Yes.
So that shows that he's been cross-teaching her to other things.
Cross-teaching her what?
Everything.
It's all related to pharmacisting.
Oh, discovering the motive behind poisoning is part of the pharmacy.
So they could figure out what poison they gave to fucking do it.
They already
knew
the poison. They already had it. They were trying to figure out what really happened. And that's when she was putting everything together and realized, oh, the courtesan chick poisoned them both so they can get rid of this guy.
Because she figured out that. Because, again, that's how they fucking figured it out. Because it was all related to pharmacisting.
No, the poison already was figured out.
Remember, but it was before, still related to
pharmacists. Before they even got there, they already cured that shit. But when the dad was there, he was focusing on her figuring things out. So he was making her use her critical thinking. So that shows that he's always been showing her to always think outside the box and learn other things. So no, your whole thing about it's stupid that she knows these other things is fucking retarded.
No, it's not. It's fucking correct. It is absolutely correct. Agree to disagree.
No, you are 100% wrong on this.
Agree to disagree.
You are 100% wrong on this.
Okay, just because you think I'm wrong doesn't mean that I am wrong.
I gave you an artistical... artistical... I can't say that word now.
Articulated?
Response. Uh-huh. And all you're just saying is, you're wrong. You're wrong. Fuck this bitch. She's a hooker. I don't care.
I didn't say she... Well, I mean, she's a hooker, but I didn't say that she is a hooker and I don't care because she's a hooker.
No, I didn't say that either. I just say she's a hooker. I don't care.
But that's not what I said.
No, you're just adding the insult that she's a hooker to the fact that you don't care.
Right.
That's what I'm just saying. I'm just saying you're trying to say that you don't like that it's stupid that she has multiple multiple points of knowledge.
It's not stupid. It just doesn't make sense. In ancient China.
Especially in ancient China, because there's no fucking smartphone to keep us fucking stupid back then. Your study was legit entertainment back then.
Yeah, and she's been clearly studying
pharmacisting. Everything.
I wouldn't say everything, but pharmacisting.
There's even episodes where she's trying to learn how to figure out, like when she's trying to make the blue flower. She didn't know how to do it. Mm-hmm. She studied to learn how to do it.
Yeah. Because that was related to pharmacisting.
How was that related to pharmacists?
Because it was changing the chemical composition.
Huh? Wouldn't that be botany or something?
That's botany, yes. Yeah. That's fucking the study of plants. How does that have to do with the fucking... There was no even medicine involved in that episode.
Yeah, there was.
What was it?
The thing about the blue flower with the medicine.
What was the medicine?
I don't recall off the top of my head.
See, again, you're just fucking trying to argue because you know you're fucking wrong.
I'm not wrong. Either way.
Josh...
Josh. I just didn't like the show. It wasn't entertaining.
What type of gauge wire do you need to run electrical current from an outlet to a switch?
From an outlet to a switch, fucking 8 gauge. I don't know.
You don't know, right?
I have no fucking idea. Guess what? I can look on my phone and figure it out.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
I know the answer.
Okay.
But you don't.
Okay.
What is the name of the anime where... the robots run off of the hearts of dragons.
Is it that one on Netflix? The Dragon Prince or something like that? Is that what it's called?
No.
What is it?
Tales of Escafone.
Okay.
I have intimate knowledge of anime.
Okay.
What does that have to fucking do with my choice of profession?
I'm not saying
what it has... What does it have to do with my choice of profession?
Nothing. Has nothing to do with
you. By your logic, I shouldn't be fucking wasting my time with that then, huh?
No, because we live in 2024.
I can't learn knowledge that doesn't revolve around my job, is what you're saying.
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Then why is it that she can't learn knowledge outside of her job?
Because first of all, she's a fictional character. Second of all, it's in make-believe ancient China, okay?
The fact that this is all make-believe doesn't count. Doesn't matter. The fact that you're trying to say is it doesn't make sense that this person knows knowledge outside of apothecarying.
In ancient China, it's called the Apothecary Diaries. It's not called the, I'm an autistic fucking fucker who learns everything. The doctor, what was that fucking guy with that, the fucking...
For the sake of your social career, you need to stop where you're going with that.
For the sake of what?
You having social credit.
I don't have social credit, so it doesn't matter. The bottom line is, it's called The Apothecary Diaries.
Mm-hmm.
It's about an apothecary.
Okay.
In ancient China. Doing apothecary things.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It doesn't make sense that now she's an arson investigator. Now she's a fucking police detective. Now she's a fucking botanist. She's a fucking fireworks expert. Oh, she's a fucking demolitions expert. Oh man, she's a master of military strategy. It doesn't make sense. Especially because it is ancient China.
So,
and by your saying, double especially. So by
all that logic that you just fucking spewed,
uh-huh.
then you should absolutely fucking hate Golden Boy.
What do you mean? Golden Boy's hilarious.
But why is he learning so many fucking jobs? Why is he learning so... The point of the story is for him not to do that, right?
Yeah, but that's not called fucking Doctor Diaries. It's called fucking Golden Boy, and he's fucking learning all these stupid-ass jobs. The whole point of the show is called The Apothecary Diaries.
No, the whole point is her day-to-day life. That's why it's called The Diary.
Apothecary is
that's
the first
her job.
Word. Yeah, and that's what we have seen, or we should just be seeing. She's an apothecary.
So because the show's called The Apothecary Diary, because that's her job, that's the only thing the show's allowed to be about.
No, it can be about whatever the fuck it wants. I'm just saying I don't like it. Don't fucking shake your head, Ruben, you son of a bitch. I don't like the show. I didn't like it. I'm just pointing out the reasons why I didn't like it.
I get that, but your points are fucking nonsense. Okay,
they're not nonsense. They're my fucking opinions. And just because they don't make sense to you doesn't mean that they're wrong or that they don't make sense to others. Because I guarantee you there's at least one other person listening to this that kind of agrees with me a little bit.
Yeah, and it's the same person that's saying that this show is stupid because there's a woman main character.
No, that's not true. No, I didn't say that. don't fucking put words in my mouth.
I'm not saying you said that. I'm just saying the people agree with you are saying that.
Maybe, but they're that's the only reason that they don't like it, so they're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, they're not wrong. They're entitled to their opinion, just like I'm entitled to mine.
No, they're wrong.
I disagree with it, but they're entitled to it. Just like you guys can sit here and disagree with me and tell me that I'm wrong, even though from my perspective and my point of view, you're wrong.
Mm-hmm. You still haven't made a single fucking...
I made 1,000 points.
No, you made a lot of points that were nonsense.
To you, they were nonsense, but they were legitimate fucking points. Just because you can sit here and say, oh, I don't think that... I didn't like that about the show. That's what I'm saying.
I get that. But when you're trying to say, I didn't like this show because there wasn't enough apothecarying.
No, I'm not saying that at all. I don't like the apothecarying part. I think that's stupid. But I also don't think that a lady who's an apothecary should be doing all this other weird bullshit.
Oh, so now you're saying women can't learn many things, huh?
That's not what I said at all, Frank.
I know. I'm just being a dick.
That's not what I said at all. That was a good one, though. I can give you that one. That was a good one. Yes, it's extremely unbelievable that a woman could learn more than just being in the kitchen and giving birth. No, I'm not saying that, Frank. The guy who agrees with me says that, okay? But that's not what I'm saying.
You're in such good company.
I'm not. I'm not saying I'm in good company. Just, okay. Now, granted, all of the reviews, it's got like a 4.8 out of 5 on fucking Crunchyroll.
Yeah,
it's and there's like 18,000 reviews. Everybody loves it. This show's just not for me. I don't like these kind of shows.
No,
I want to see killing and fucking violence and fucking and all kinds of crazy shit. That's what I want to see. Right, I don't want to see nonsense like this. That's what I'm saying.
As someone who claims to become more sensitive since getting married.
Sensitive to what?
Just sensitive.
Okay. Did you just say I'm gay?
People already think we're gay.
That's true. Man, they really do. They really do think we're like husbands, especially when Chloe's around.
Mm-hmm.
Like that lady that we legitimately got discriminated against at the fucking ice cream shop. Fucking, that was funny. But anyways.
Are you going to sit there and I just want to know.
Okay.
Did you feel nothing at that reunion between her parents?
Okay, no, I did not feel nothing.
Somebody, this isn't coming from me.
Yeah.
It was literally somebody's review. And his name was like, I think it was like Randy Orton Mark 14. He literally said that. That is probably one of the best face turns in anime history.
I definitely don't think so.
Because that guy was a heel the entire fucking time because because of the whole relationship between her and Mal.
To this day.
Can I finish?
Okay, go ahead.
I know what you're going to bring up.
Yeah, yes, you do.
But he wasn't talking about Yuri on Ice. He's talking about this.
No, he said that it was the best face turn in history. It's definitely not one of the best.
I think it was. But that we go for a majority of the second half hating this guy because of what happened. And then we find out, it was literally nothing but misunderstandings and cross coincidences. And then when they finally revealing, like, oh man, this guy actually wasn't that much of an asshole. He wasn't what we thought he was, and he fucking falls to pieces when he finally finds out that the woman he loved is alive. Not for much longer, but she's alive.
But alive.
Which kind of has to suck more because he fell to pieces when he thought he was dead. She was dead 10 years ago, or yeah, however old Mau Mau is.
Yeah.
And then not to find out that not only she is alive, he wasted another fucking 10 like years
20 without years
her,
or whatever, yeah,
without her.
Yeah, that sucks.
So I'm just saying, that was, I agree with him that was a really great face turn. Because it wasn't a turn. We just never saw the right perspective of him. So it wasn't truly a turn. He was just not presented to us in that light. Kind of like, I don't know, the best way I can describe it, even though it's the complete opposite, is what Vince McMahon tried to do with Dusty. Mm-hmm. Trying to make him hated, but...
Yeah, but everybody loved him.
Yeah, because he couldn't paint him in that light.
Right.
So, yeah, I think it gives credit to the writer where they were able to paint him in a bad light. But if you actually think about it, what did he do that made us want to hate him?
Well, but remember...
No, just let me finish my point.
Okay.
What did he do for us to actually hate him?
Yeah, nothing. It was just conjecture and what people were saying.
Yeah, and then...
Right.
And then in one moment when he finally sees that she's alive, all of that gets thrown out the fucking window. We realize, oh, we're the dicks. We judge the book by the cover. Which I hate that saying, don't judge a book by its cover, because that's the point the cover is.
That's true. That is the entire point of the cover of the book. Yeah.
But I'm just saying, and literally, that moment is in a lot of people's, like, top, like, 100, not top 100, but, like, top 20, top 10. Mm-hmm. I've seen it in top 10 moments in anime. And I'm like, it's not in my top 10, but I'm like, yeah, I can see that, because I think that's a really great moment. Because I love a show that can do that.
I get what you're saying.
Okay.
And I agree with what you're saying, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
But the impact of it was lost because I didn't care.
Hold on, I got a good position to kick your ass.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
I was giving it the benefit of the doubt and the shot, they didn't make me care about the characters enough.
Oh, okay. I get what you're coming from.
To make me say that this was impactful to me, because it wasn't at all. It was okay. It was like, oh man, okay, cool. Because then you take it and you just look at yourself
I'm not asking you about the character. I already accept the fact that you don't like these characters.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, look at it from a storytelling perspective, as someone that's also a writer.
Yeah, listen, I'm not saying... Yeah, I give them the flowers. I give them their flowers mm-hmm. for fucking doing writing well.
Mm-hmm.
The subjects of the anime are not... They're not... I didn't like the anime. And again, it was 20 fucking 6 episodes,
mm-hmm.
which is a lot. 24 episodes.
I wonder if it's you... Once 2.0 launches,
yeah,
and you're not going to be watching these, like...
Oh, it might be that. It might be because mm-hmm. I'm, like, binge-watching them, and I don't know if I can do that. My opinions may change as we're watching other things.
Well, I was saying, once 2.0 launches, we're not doing it like that anymore.
Yeah, we're just going to do, like, two at a time, basically. So, like, that's what I'm saying. Maybe I will start to like some of... Now, I'm not going back and rewatching these, but I will say that whatever you put in front of me that's new... that I haven't seen, maybe I will actually like it better because I'm not sitting here and like shoving it down my throat, you know, to get to watch it and then go like, oh, okay. If I can sit there and like maybe breathe a little bit, I don't know. Maybe that could be the problem. Maybe I'm not a binger. Maybe that's just not my like style anymore for stuff that's of this style of anime, I guess. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe we'll see.
I'm still giving you 5 across the face.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. I'm probably owed much more than that at this point. 34 minutes. Okay. So good enough. Hit the minimum-ish.
I'm just asking. Continue your point.
So I'm just saying this anime just didn't do it for me. It didn't do it. It didn't make me care about him. I didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not to say... That just because I don't like it doesn't mean that it's a bad anime. Because
mm-hmm.
clearly, thousands of other people disagree with me. And
it does kind of point a foot in things for the future of this show, though.
What do you mean?
Because the only person I can now review the show on going forward is with Ruben.
What do you mean? I mean, I can still review things.
You just say you don't want to watch it.
Well, if we're going to watch two episodes at a time, what I was saying is I'm not going to go back and rewatch this two episodes at a time. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go back and rewatch fucking Apothecary Diaries, the first 24 episodes, two episodes every week. I'm not doing that. I will watch season two with you two episodes at a time and see if my opinion possibly changes.
So, Rube, I need you to learn how to run all that equipment.
Oh, my fucking Jesus Christ. But actually, that is probably a good idea, Ruben. You should learn how to run all this equipment.
I asked, but you told me to fuck off.
What? For you to learn how to do it? Oh, yeah, fuck off. You're not. I didn't tell you to fuck off. Anyways.
You said it in harsher words.
That's true. I really did.
Racist words.
Yeah.
A little bit homophobic, too.
Well.
Which is weird, because you didn't say anything about that.
Yeah,
it just came off that way.
Just came out that way, yeah. So, anyways.
You were like those penguins, just slurs.
Season one, Apothecary Diaries. Ruben, what would you give it out of 10? Because we do 10, right? Are we going to keep 10 or are we going to go a bit of 5 with 2.0?
We're going to go out of 7.5.
You know what? That's actually pretty good. I like that. Change it up. No one's doing that.
Yeah.
No one's fucking doing that.
And then like 2 months later, yeah, nobody's doing that.
For a reason. For a reason. All right, Ruben, out of 10, what would you give The Apothecary Diaries season one if you had to rank it?
Okay. All right, from what I can... Okay, I do my guess to be qualified on my scene because it's been, like, a long time since I've seen it, so I don't know if my rating would be accurate or not.
Doesn't matter. What did you think of it now, and what do you remember? Did you like it even?
Yeah, I liked it, yeah.
Okay. So what would you give it? Just give us, like, a number. Doesn't have to be, like...
Specific. Just give us what you think, and then if you're wrong, you're wrong. If you're right, you're right. And if... Because right now, like you said, you have that... 6 month gap, whatever. So things change. You obviously forgot a lot of things. So your rating is asterisked.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm gonna give it probably an 8 out of 10.
Okay, that's a solid. That's a B minus. 8 out of 10. Frank.
8.6.
8.6. So a solid kind of high B.
But I want to do something different with me and you.
Okay.
8.6 is what I'm giving the animation.
Okay.
Because I really liked the animation.
Oh, fuck it. That was a great animation.
I can give it that. The animation was very nice. It wasn't that weird 3D, half 3D bullshit. I enjoyed
it. Then why is it like Fire Force?
I don't know. They did it better. I felt like they did it better. It's the way it's done that gets me. Anyways, that's probably its own episode. Yeah. Why I hate the 3D animation on fucking anime. Anyways, go ahead.
Voice acting? I really like the cast of voice actors.
That's true. The voice acting was not bad.
Yeah. I'll give it also a solid 8.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I can agree with that. The voice acting, animation, I can agree with both of those scores.
I'm saying, what's your score?
I can 8.5 for both. 8.5 on both of them.
Now, here's the part we're going to differ.
Yeah.
Storytelling. I'm giving it an 8.2.
I give it a 5. Okay. 5 out of 10.
This is probably one we're probably going to somewhat agree with.
All right.
Pacing.
Pacing.
7.1.
Nah, man. Like 6 out of 10 for that.
I say 7 out of 10.
It was just below average on pacing. It was just below what I thought it should have been.
I thought it was doing it exactly the way it needed to be. Mm. But I think it was the exact pace the show needed. But it's not a pace I like. If that makes sense.
Okay, that does make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did not like the pace either.
But it made sense because of the way they were trying to tell the story and the way the show was working.
Yeah, sure. All right.
Overall, I would say 8.4. Oh, sorry, there's one more. Characters.
Characters?
Yes. Characters for me?
Yeah.
I fucking love Mau Mau. I love her antics, the way she reacts to things, and then the way she's able to just flip.
Mm.
Love it. The, you know what's funny though? My favorite character of the show is the old lady that takes care of the master.
Oh, okay.
She's like, she's my favorite character of the show.
All
right. She's only in it for like 3 episodes.
Yeah.
But she's so great. And props to that fucking, what you call it, the character that came in, the new courtesan. Mm-hmm. Not courtesan.
Oh, okay.
The new, what are they called?
The Emperor's favorite or whatever.
No, what do they call those girls? They're not courtesans, but
the ones that follow attendants. The main. Are they attendants? Or?
No. What the actual, the lady, concubines. There you go.
Oh, yeah. That's what I say. The Emperor's, like, favorite whores.
No, but they're not whores. They're
only for him.
Yes, they're not whores. But the new one that came in from the east or whatever she was.
Yeah.
Very serious looking one, right?
Yeah.
To replace the other one, yeah.
Is 100% a total bitch and played it like a total bitch.
True.
Like, I was like, okay, that's, I fucking hate her, but I'm supposed to hate her.
Yeah.
So for characters, I'm going to give it a solid 8.
I didn't like the character. I didn't really like any of the characters, man.
You made that point.
Yeah. Up on the, I'm gonna go for a 4 out of 10 on characters, man. And I just didn't like anybody, man.
Okay, that's fine.
All right. That's overall.
Fine. It's not. I'm not there yet.
Oh, all
one
right.
more.
One more. All right.
Now this is one I'm interested to see what you want to say.
All right.
Because this has nothing to do with personalities or anything like that.
Yeah.
Character designs.
I actually liked character designs.
For me, everything about it, I really like that subplot where she's doing those little dots on her face.
Yeah, yeah.
So she doesn't get fucking kidnapped, even though she did get kidnapped.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, only because they wore off or whatever. Like, yeah. So that's the only reason she got. So she was right in putting those dots to not get kidnapped.
But honestly, also for character designs, because again, this is supposed to be based off of ancient China.
Yeah.
Because, like, for me, like, I know you didn't realize it was supposed to be ancient China until I told you.
I didn't know what the fuck they were trying to go for, but, yeah.
I mean, out of the two of us, who studies Asian cultures more than between us?
Oh, for you, for sure.
And so, like, I was the way they dressed, the way they acted, the way they were walking, I instantly picked up, oh, that's fucking Chinese. And perhaps to them, because it was actually, they made it look like Chinese writing.
Yeah.
But I think it was actually Japanese.
Mm.
But they made it, I don't know how to explain that.
Like the calligraphy art of it made it look like Chinese.
Yeah. Calligraphy like instead of kanji or.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the other 14 different fucking writing styles in Japan.
Yeah, true.
But as a history buff, I thought, oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
No, that's not cute. It's quaint.
Yeah, it's quaint.
But for character designs, everything about it, like not just the characters, but the way the buildings, everything, I was like, oh, that's fucking great. 9.5 for me.
Yeah, I think I'd go for like a 9 on that.
Yeah. So adding it together, 8.4, 8.5 for me total.
That's fair. That's fair. Fair. Oh, for me?
Mm-hmm.
All everything together?
Well, what's your character design rating?
I said I agreed to like 9, like okay. A 9. Overall, I think it gets a solid 6.5. Didn't care for the story. Didn't care for a lot of the character. Well,
6.5. So since we're old, that's a D.
Yeah, that's like a solid. That's like just below the average.
But
that's what I'm gonna go for.
In current things, that's a
that's
low like B.
That's a low B. Yeah, in current scoring, yeah. But that's not how
I don't know why we adopted the British way of doing it.
I don't know, because we're fucking idiots.
Anyway, continue.
Yeah. Anyways, a solid 6.5.
So you were not sports entertained.
I was slightly. No, I was mildly entertained. I was not sports entertained.
Did the political aspects of it entertain you at all?
Mildly entertained me. I got a little bit from it.
Did the political aspects of it entertain you at all?
Slightly, yeah. That's why I'm saying I was like mildly entertained. It's because the only threat to their status was the concubines themselves, right? There's obviously no threat to the emperor's status. There's no, it's all the threat of like the underlings.
But the emperor is like, I mean, for lack of a better term, was a minor
character. Right, wasn't even really a character at all.
Yeah.
But
you know who got more story time?
Who?
What's the word? When you're not present?
Oh, absent?
His absentee brother.
Absentee brother. More, oh, that's true.
That was more intriguing than the actual fucking emperor.
Yeah, that's true. So, I don't know. Like I said, I'm down to watch season 2. I'm down to watch anything. I don't give a fuck. Even if I don't like it, I'll still fucking watch it. Because, again, this is the popular stuff that's happening right now. And also, you know, I think it's fair that, and I don't listen to a shit ton of other podcasts in general since we started doing this, but I will say, like, anime podcasts that I had listened to before, everybody just kind of always agrees. And yes, there are instances where, like, we're gonna agree, but it's very rare where people disagree. And especially on something like this that's a major popular fucking anime, people are all just gonna be like, oh, it's so great, it's so good. Cool. Wasn't for me. And I think it's important to highlight those things. And also for you to highlight why I'm wrong and why it was good. So, what are you looking at?
I'm getting my weapons ready.
Oh, okay, cool. Anyways, just remember the TV's behind me, so make sure you hit the mark, all right?
Not my TV.
That's why I just said my TV's behind me.
Yeah.
So, just make sure you hit the mark. Which is not the TV. You better not be aiming for the TV, goddammit, I swear to God.
I mean, now I am.
I fucking should have just not said anything. Anyways, all right, well, you have anything else to add?
No.
All right, Ruben, you got anything else to add?
Nope.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening to another fun-filled episode of the Anime Syndicate. If you want to listen to more, you can go to GameRageMagazine.com. You can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at GameRageMagazine. Twitter/X at GameRageMag. You can also go to... Don't throw it at the cat. She didn't do anything to you. Yet.
Look at her. She's plotting.
She is plotting. I mean, clearly. She's staring at Ruben and being like, how can I fuck this guy
she's
up?
She's literally looking for where she can hide the body.
Yeah, she's like, She's looking at him like, yes. Sizing him up. Let me use my whiskers to size him up because that's what cats do. Anyways. Instagram and TikTok, Game Rage Magazine. Twitter/X at Game Rage Mag. Yeah, she thinks you're like a mouse fucking scurrying through the walls. That's it. Go follow anime_syndicate_podcast. And hell, thank you guys for listening. Catch you on the next one.